Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Do you think that certain cities are snobbier than other cities? Like when I say, what is a snobby city in the country? What city do you think of?
San Francisco.
San Francisco?
Snobs.
Did you know that is the number one snobbiest city in the country? Yeah, they just came out with this list and they say San Francisco, known for its tech industry, high cost of living, and progressive culture, San Francisco tops the list of snobby cities. What other cities do you think are kind of snobby?
Snob cities. Miami?
Miami is not on the list.
Miami's on the list.
Staff, coming from San Diego, do you think San Diego is snobby?
I don't think that San Diego's too snobby, but there's definitely parts like towards the beach town. They're like, oh, I live on the beach. I'm so cool, surfer guy.
Is it like La Jolla?
Yes, and Del Mar. Oh, snobs.
They're not on this list. I was kind of surprised because I kind of noticed when we go to visit Sophie, like if you're in La Jolla, they just have a different vibe about themselves than the people in regular San Diego,
oh,
you know?
And if tourists come in, they say La Jolla. They're like, oh, you're not from here.
Oh my gosh. What do you think about for Las Vegas? Like, where do you think is the snobbiest part of Southern Nevada? 702-364-9400. And before everyone collectively says Summerlin.
No, nope, I wouldn't say Summerlin. No way.
I think a lot of people are going to say Summerlin. Let's really dig deep. Let's like get specific here. It's easy. That's the low hanging fruit, guys. Summerlin. Yes, we know the Snobberlin. We've heard it all. And I'm not disagreeing. I'm not disagreeing that there are some snobby people that live there. But where else in Las Vegas? Or like what specific areas? 702-364-9400. Where is the snobbiest part of Las Vegas? What do you guys think?
McDonald Highlands.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I'm really surprised. I've always felt like people are really down to earth there. Why? What makes you say that?
Isn't that a real ritzy area too?
It's really nice.
Super ritzy.
But
yeah.
I feel like they're still like grounded down there. I have a friend who lives down there, and she doesn't live in McDonald Highlands, but she lives in the neighborhood right outside of it, so maybe that doesn't count.
In the ranch, McDonald Ranch?
No, I don't remember exactly, but she's like across the street from it.
Because you think, I was going to say like the Ridges, but I know some people that live in the Ridges, and they're the sweetest, they're absolute sweethearts.
Well, I know both. There's some real snobs that live there, let's be honest. Some big snobs.
Okay.
But I also know nice people that live there too.
I know three sweethearts and two snobs, so the sweethearts outweigh the snobs in the Ridges.
I don't know that many people that live there, but the people I do know, a lot of them are snobby. I know one person who's not a snob that lives
there. What area would you say?
I'm only saying this because the snobbiest person I know lives there. Uh-huh. And so I'm just going to give it to them based on that one person, Anthem.
Anthem, huh?
And but also our best friends live in Anthem, so they're not snobs. So it kind of cancels it out. But I'm trying to think of the person I know that's the biggest snob that I've ever met in my life, and that's where they live. Let's talk to...
I would say in a certain area, but they're listening, so...
Let's talk to Troy. Troy, good morning. Where do the biggest snobs in Vegas live?
Hands down, Spanish Trails. I'm a service tech, and I've been all over this town for 35 years, and Spanish Trails beats them all.
No kidding. And see, I take your opinion more than anyone else's, because, like, these are our friends. We're talking about people we know, but you've actually, like, dealt with these people. And what, like, what happened when you went to that area that made you think, wow, they're kind of snobby?
Oh, they just expect everything for free. They expect everything to be done at a discount. They want more than what they pay for. It just never, never, never ends.
That's so funny. Like, the richest people want everything for free.
Well, let's flip it. Also, if we're looking for snobby places, Troy, what's, like, the coolest part of town or the most laid-back people in Las Vegas? You get a service call.
You know what? It's weird because, for me, it's always been Sun Country.
Where's that?
That's where all the old people live. Over
Sun City?
Sun City, yeah.
Yeah!
I get along with them. I don't... Maybe it's because I'm old, but I get along with... But I've been working it out of that community doing service calls since I wasn't old, so...
I feel like the Southwest part of town, they're the real ones, man. The Southwesters, like the real ones. They're, like, cool.
Sun City, Summerlin, they get you on Lake Mead when they drop that speed limit down to, like, 35.
Oh, my husband got a ticket there.
Oh, my gosh. 45, you pulled over and I'm doing 45. Like, it's 35 here in Sun City. Excuse me.
Our phone lines are blowing up. Our text line, let's read some of these. Queens Ridge by far is the snobbiest. Anthem Country Club. Boulder City is snobby. Seven Hills.
No, hold on. Time out. I'm here to defend Boulder City. Boulder City is the least snobbiest area. Are you kidding me?
What's your proof?
Go spend an afternoon in Boulder City.
Well,
they're
the most
down-to-earth
people. Too. Maybe they're just not snobby to you. Suzanne, what do you think?
Oh, I know someone said it already, but Anthem in Henderson is so snobby. So it's funny because, like, the peasants like me have to go through the guard gate with all of our, you know, regular cars. And then you look over at the people that live there that get to zoom through, and it's like Bentley, Bentley.
You're
Bentley.
Like, oh, man. At least use your turn signal. Come on now. Oh. Hey, no, ain't no shame in making some money, but just don't be mean, you know?
Don't be snobby.
Another Seven Hills. This one says, no competition. It's Summerlin all the way. The Ridges. And it says, oh, this one says it has to be the people who live in the residence hotels on the Strip. Are they snobby?
I know a guy that lived in, he's done very well for himself. He lived at the Waldorf Astoria. And he's not a snob, but it was snobby getting in there. Oh, my gosh.
Really?
I'm here to visit my friend. Oh, you have ID? You're not on the list. Like, seriously, I'm his friend.
Well, he's just doing his job. Hey, what if anyone comes up? I'm his friend. I mean, that person's literally doing their job. That's not being snobby, JC.
I am from Summerlin, Mercedes. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.